Good morning. We have two beautiful ladies up here today. Thank you for joining us. My name is Barbara. What's your name? Say it again.
Chelsea.
Chelsea, how beautiful. Glad you're here. So today's scripture is going to be about Jesus saying he wants to set the world on fire. Have you ever heard such a thing? Do you think he meant that literally? No, he didn't mean it literally. He's referring to the Holy Spirit and God's love. Because you know what fire does? It brings light and warmth and releases energy, which is what the Holy Spirit does. So right now, there is a lot of war and anger around us. This isn't new, though. We read in the Bible how people have been fighting and lying and stealing and cheating forever. You know, that's how the human race started with Adam and Eve. They disobeyed. So, also in the Bible are many who followed God and did good, kind, and brave acts. Lots of stories about those people. And Jesus knows we will need to choose how we're going to live. So, if someone yells at us, should we yell back? No. How about speak kindly? Yes. How about walk away? Sometimes we have to. If somebody is angry and yelling, we might not feel safe, and we might need to walk away. These are decisions we have to make. So, how about if one group of kids is picking on another? Do we join in on the name-calling and shoving? No, we don't. Do we step up and insist they stop? If we can, we do. Or sometimes we just take their hand and walk away. Following Jesus can be a divider. We can either be part of the problem or part of the solution. Choosing love and kindness over anger and meanness. Sometimes you may even stand alone when you say no to anger, but not for long. Others will be drawn to your light, to your kindness, because a great man once said, "Dark can only be driven out by light. Hate can only be driven out by love." And everyone wants to be loved. It's a good feeling, isn't it? Knowing that you're loved. Do you know somebody loves you? You do? Yay! Wonderful. So, what do we know about love? That's what God and Jesus are all about, right? That's their very essence. So, if we love, we are part of God and his family, we are his children, and we are thankful. So, let us pray. Dear God, give us strength and courage to be part of your love and to share that with everyone we meet. In Christ's name, we give thanks. Amen.